It's 4:32. You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Wells Fargo said today it plans to buy Wachovia in its entirety for $15 billion without help from the federal government. But of course, Citigroup already agreed to buy a large portion of the Charlotte-based bank on Monday for $2.2 billion. And Citigroup is calling the Wells Fargo deal a clear breach of its agreement with Wachovia. At this point, the chairman of the FDIC is supporting Citigroup, but says the department is evaluating the situation. Joining me is WFAE's Lisa Miller, who's been following the latest banking developments. Lisa, what's different about the new deal for Wachovia?
Wells Fargo has agreed to buy all of Wachovia for $7 a share. That's without the help of the federal government. Now, that compares to Citigroup's offer for about $1 per share of a large portion of the bank with the help of the FDIC to absorb some bad assets. Economists and local leaders agree that this latest deal with Wells Fargo would probably be the best for Wachovia employees, its shareholders, and possibly Charlotte, although the details still need to be worked out. Wells Fargo says it plans to make Charlotte the East Coast headquarters of its retail banking operation, and the name of the combined company will be Wells Fargo.
So we have a battle for Wachovia. How is the outcome eventually going to be determined?
It all depends on if the FDIC decides if that was a binding agreement between Wachovia and Citigroup. Right now, the head of the FDIC stands by that agreement, but says the department is still reviewing it. However, UNC Charlotte economist Tony Plass says he thinks that federal officials will try to push for the merger with Wells Fargo.
I think the FDIC is still going to find a way to allow the bank to go to Wells Fargo because it's such a more compelling deal in the marketplace.
So there's some wait-and-see element to this at this point, but what's the best we can say at this point about where Charlotte stands in all of this?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty still, and, you know, this week has been a tumultuous week. President of the Chamber, of the Charlotte Chamber, Bob Morgan, sums it up pretty well this way.
The dust cloud, if you will, that has been in the air for some time now, I think has just gotten thicker. I think it will take some time for that to settle, to bring any clarity to what this really means to Charlotte.
So it depends what agreement goes through and then what the details are. So at this point, it's hard to say where Charlotte stands in all this.
Lisa, thanks for the update.
Thank you.